Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There is no baseball. Mets are off. Yankees are off. You do have an NBA game tonight. The Thunder are going to try to close out the Nuggets with a 3-2 series lead in Denver. And there is some hockey going on, but no baseball, a break from the Knicks, and then tomorrow the craziness begins. More on that in a few minutes, but it is time for your daily Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. The Evan and Tiki Show will be on the road tomorrow from Yankee Stadium, game one of the Subway Series. Of course, there will be a massive game six at Madison Square Garden. There are also two other venues tomorrow that will be sold out, UBS Arena with Kane Brown and Shakira and Pitbull at MetLife Stadium. So tomorrow is going to be madness in this tri-state area on the rails or in the car. So, got the brain processing, trying to cross some dates off, Knicks playoffs, Subway Series. Has this ever really happened before? And the last time we had a chaotic day like this was Saturday, June 5th, 1999. So I'm here to give you the five things that happened on that day in this area with packed venues.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
This one for Tommy and Evan. On Saturday, June 5th, 1999, there was a taping of Sunday Night Heat at Nassau Coliseum with the main event China and Triple H versus Val Venus and Nicole Bass. The match ends with Stone Cold stunning Val Venus.
Hello, ladies.
That's good. All right, here we go.
Number four.
At 8 p.m. that evening, Santana and Rob Thomas played to a sold-out crowd at the Jones Beach Theater.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
That's a great one.
Yep.
Number three.
At 6:30 p.m. on that Saturday, June 5th, 1999, a jam-packed Belmont racetrack watched the Lemon Drop Kid win the Belmont Stakes, stopping Charismatic from being the first Triple Crown winner in 20 years. Belmont was abuzz that day.
How about that?
That's a lot of people at Belmont.
A Triple Crown race in New York that day.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
A 1:23 p.m. first pitch. The Yankees win 6-3 in the Subway Series over the Mets. Tino Martinez with the big home run as Masato Yoshi duked it out with El Duque.
You know what I remember about that game?
What?
I had to miss that game to go to a family friend's bar mitzvah.
Okay.
And El Duque had the ball stuck in his glove on a comebacker and had to throw it. It was the same game. That was the Saturday afternoon game, a 1 o'clock game. The Mets lost on Friday night, lost on Saturday, and then Sunday they fired half the coaching staff. Al Leiter beat Roger Clemens. Piazza took him deep. More on that later. And the Mets started their turnaround because they were struggling to where Steve Phillips fired Met coaches. That was a huge weekend.
Unbelievable.
I remember where I was kind of weekend. I remember that I missed it for a bar mitzvah.
So we have those four things all took place on that day. And last but not least.
Number one.
In a game that started after the Subway Series, 6:30 p.m., same time Belmont's going off. The LJ four-point play with 6 seconds left. LJ hits the three. He's fouled. Knicks win 92-91 in an iconic Knicks moment. So I sew that up to say, when making a decision on where to go tomorrow, just remember this day existed in New York history, and that is what we're facing tomorrow.
You know what you missed?
What?
Significant moment you missed.
What?
One of our colleagues, Jerry Recco, got married that day.
Did he? Did he talk about that?
Actos. I was like, how did you know that?
Exactly. How would I know that? You know, I was playing football.
And I think the connection further is Joe told the story.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of this, Ack? That Joe bagged out of Jerry's wedding to go see Knicks Pacers, LJ's 4-point play.
Wow.
Bad job by me.
Yeah, and real bad.
Joe has apologized for that years later.
I was wrong. I admit it.
He has said that. And he said, you know, that's one of my regrets, bro. I shouldn't have done that. But
that was all on the same day.
All the same day, June 5th, 1999.
Yeah, so tomorrow's crazy. Tomorrow's absolutely crazy. But I think back to something not even a year ago. As a day that I would say is crazier. And that was the Monday night. We were at American Dream. We were doing our show. You had Jets-Bills on a Monday night right after the Saleh firing. Jets still in it, by the way. A game out of first place. Monday Night Football, Jets-Bills. You had the Mets, granted on the road in
LA,
but people packed to watch it. And then the Yankees were opening up the American League Championship Series that night. Were the Rangers doing anything that night?
Yeah. They probably had a regular season
game. Oh, that's right. I'm back in October. I don't know why I said that.
You might have had a regular season game. Probably. I don't remember.
So think about how crazy that was.
That was a crazy day.
Don't you think that's crazier than tomorrow?
I just remember how hot we were sitting on that stage, sitting in the sun.
Yes, it was hot.
The reason I didn't include it is we're only looking at two sold-out venues. I am including the concerts tomorrow because a lot of people going to those tomorrow. I'm making a decision to miss these sporting events.
No, I get it. I just think in terms of, I think your list is right. I think it was a very good list. I think in terms of crazy days in New York sports, as crazy as tomorrow is, I would almost put the one I just said above it.
Sure.
Two baseball playoff games and a football game that was essentially a playoff game.
But dude, that's, you know how many people Belmont Stakes holds and first Triple Crown when they were trying for 20 years?
That's a good one.
Big day.
That's a good one. Thank you, Sean. Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow's going to be a tough decision. But it's an easy decision if you're a diehard Knicks fan. If you're a Knicks fan,
you go to the Knicks game.
You're going to the game or you're watching the game.
Right.
Now, can you watch it at Yankee Stadium? Sure. That's what I'm going to do.
It depends on where you are.
Well, I'm sitting in a seat. I'm going to have my tablet out.
Oh, yeah. They don't ban it like these Celtics did.
Well, even if they do, we're doing a show there. I'll just take it with me. Before we get into the prices for these games and your calls at 888-808-1019, it is that time again. It is a little after 5 o'clock. And every day we ask our dear friend, midday host Sal Licata, a very simple question. Which is a new segment here on Evan and Tiki called Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Here we go.
Can you play it off your phone, Evan? I forgot. You know, we had a long drive home last night. I'm a little tired. Right? Yeah, I didn't need the, I forgot.
Come on.
You know what, guys? My bad. That's my bad.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Take a my bad. Here we go.
Behind the scenes.
NL East over, Sal?
No, but the Eastern Conference semifinals are.
Wow! Oh.
Wait, but what does that mean?
It means the NL East isn't over.
But what does that mean? It's over for who?
The Knicks or the Celtics?
Yeah, who's he talking about?
He did not clarify, but he did say the Eastern Conference semifinals is over.
Yeah, but when you're coming off a Knick loss, aren't you assuming he's talking that the Celtics are winning?
No, I take it that Sal and most Knick fans, because the Knick fans I've come across so far today, whether it's on the radio, whether it's here at the radio station, listening to the radio station, whatever it is, there is still a confidence they're going to win this series. Mm. There's an anger and a bother by losing Game 5, but I don't get the fretting of Knick fans. Now, will that change if they lose tomorrow? Of course. Like, Monday will be psychedelic radio if the Knicks lose on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the nervousness will be at a feverish pitch, I should say. But as of right now, like, I think most Knicks fans still believe they're winning the series.
Yeah, you should feel confident. You had three games to win one. You played a terrible second half, and you take the mistakes from after halftime, and you don't do them again. You have Cat get aggressive. You have, hopefully, OG gets his legs back, even though I don't know how he does that on a day's rest or a day and a half rest. But they're beatable right now.
Yeah, I agree. A video has emerged of Tommy Lugauer and Big Zoo sticking a camera in my face after the Knicks won a game against the Celtics. Tommy and Zoo are screaming, "Let's go Knicks," into my ear. The camera is 6 inches away.
Yeah, this is the Bing Bong game.
And Tommy is like giving me the bunny ears. So you are getting criticized for hypocrisy that you didn't like when I did it, but you did it to me 2 years earlier.
No. That was one of the things I didn't like. There were several things that I didn't like.
But just address this part. Are you a hypocrite for this? Or is this different?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That I was creating content.
so was my videos. I was doing it to send it out to give everybody updates.
Right. And then the video I cut in the car is content. It's letting everybody know how you behave.
No,
and
but
I already
the
apologized
behavior,
for the language being a little bit not great for children.
I'm just saying that this behavior apparently was started by you and Big Zoo. I'll retweet the video in case anybody wants to see it.
Well, it was a big night. It was a big bong.
It was game one of the season.
We outside! Don't you wish you picked the Knicks? That was all the same night?
Yeah, that was a crazy game, bro. That was on the Chase Bridge. We were in my seats. I could see it. I look good, man. I got to tell you. What happened to me? In this video, I look kind of handsome. You know, I look like I'm actually dressed well, too, Teak. And Tommy is like kissing my ear, screaming, "Let's go, Knicks." Big Zoo is kind of doing the same thing.
He's got his armpit right where your nose is. Yeah. So hopefully he DO'd up. Otherwise, you got a whiff. There.
I think that you're as bad as I am. That's just the reality. Except in this case, I also bought the tickets because they were my season tickets.
We also have to reiterate the lead here. Sal has proclaimed the Eastern Conference semifinals over.
Yes, but we don't know. It is over for somebody, right?
Oh, right. So who is he talking about? We need to find this out. Sal can't screw
it. Let me play this clip one more time. This is Sal Licata earlier today when I asked him if the NL East is over. Let's examine what he actually said. Here we go.
NL East over, Sal?
No, but the Eastern Conference semifinals are.
Wow. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
His track record, we got to find it out.
Well, you want me to call him and ask him now?
So he's got to be talking about.
He's talking about the Knicks.
The Celtics. It's over for the Celtics.
Yes.
That's what he's got to be thinking.
Are you trying to say that if the Knicks lose this series, this is going to now live in the Licata history?
It could be.
The way the NL East is over?
As long as we make it live there, so let's hype this up. Let's find out that he meant this.
Well, I got to tell you, he made it so ambiguous, he could just be prophetic and, I don't know, an angry Knicks fan, or he could be saying the Knicks, it was over. They're coming back to the Garden, the real Garden. They're going to destroy them. They're going to blow them out. And I told you so.
And you
can play it either way.
You can. And to the integrity of this segment called, "Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?" It doesn't involve follow-up questions. I think we have to live with this was his answer. And if you want to take it as he said the series is over, fine. If you want to flip it and say he actually just meant the Celtics, that's up to interpretation.
All right. I mean, look, that's why he's going to be at Madison Square Garden tomorrow celebrating since it's over, so I'm pumped for him.
He's actually going to be at Yankee Stadium. He made a decision to go to Mets-Yankees, And he will be at Mets Yankees while watching the Knick game, I'm sure, on his phone.
Oh. Oh, okay.
What did he say on his show, by the way?
I think he said that. He said he's coaching
the
Mets Yankees.
No, about the series.
I don't think he said this.
What's over one way or another?
I don't know. Yeah, right. I'm not sure what he said. I think he said
I guess we could rewind.
Yes. Can you let us know, Sean, what he said on the show?
I just pulled it. He said Pete Rose should not go in the Hall of Fame.
Get out!
Let's go to Sydney calling from Watertown. How are you, Sydney?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Appreciate it, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
I'm actually from Rico Bronya's town.
How about Evan? That? Watertown, Connecticut. That's right.
Yeah, he was a great, great athlete here, but been a Knick fan for over 60 years, live and die with him, and I think there's enough blame. You could probably blame just about everybody on the team some point for last night. But I think I don't miss Randall, but the guy I miss is Hartenstein. Mm.
Mm. They do miss
him. People haven't talked about that much.
The reason people don't talk about him, Sydney, is not that they don't miss him. It's that it's understood that they couldn't bring him back. They tried. Mm. And they weren't able to offer him as much as OKC was.
Yep.
He obviously picked not a bad location. The Thunder are one win away from getting to the Western Conference Finals. So I think the reason that Knick fans don't harp on it is not that they don't miss him. They do. They just knew kind of the mathematics of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you remember all last season that high pick and roll with Jalen Brunson. It was money.
The little floater in the left.
Yeah, it was money all was the great. Time. Over, you could do it over and over. You needed a bucket, go to that.
It was and one of those.
They don't really have that this year.
No, it sucks that they lost him, but there's nothing they really could have done, unfortunately. John in Creskill. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. It's John from Creskill. I just want to chime in about the Soto signing. You know, I'm a big Yankee fan, been a Yankee fan since 61, and I think if Juan Soto wasn't married and didn't have a family, he would sign with the Yankees, re-sign with the Yankees. But
how you figure?
Steve Cohen did a great job. He schmoozed the agent, schmoozed the wife, schmoozed the family, and made it a no-contest decision for Juan Soto. And the Yankees had their chance. They thought Yankee was going to be enough. They made a mistake. They let the greatest player in baseball right now get away, and it's on them. So that's my theory.
Couple of things. I don't know if you were saying Juan is married or not. I don't think he is married. Number two, I love Juan Soto. I'm glad he's a New York Met. He's not the best player in baseball. The best player in baseball is Aaron Judge.
Right.
And I remember...
And he proved it again last night.
He proves it every night.
Yesterday, after whatever it was, last night, when he hit a home run because they pitched to him in the eighth inning or whatever it was.
Yes.
And he knocked it out of the building so much so that the left fielder didn't even move.
He proves it nightly.
Yes.
And I think we had an argument earlier this year, Ohtani versus Judge. Tommy said Ohtani. Then Sean brought up Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, we all know it's Aaron Judge. It just is. It's not remotely close. You want to tell me what 2 years from now looks like? I don't care. We're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's the best thing going in baseball. It is not close. And so when you say the Yankees lost the best player in baseball, I would say, no, Aaron Judge stayed. Now, the thing about Soto that's so exciting is that he's 26. So in 5 years, when Aaron Judge is older and is not the best player in baseball, yes, then the Met fan can say, oh, yeah, no.
I think you can state it by, you know, saying the Yankees lost the best free agent maybe in baseball history.
Fair enough.
That's what you could say.
That's fine.
But he's not the best player right now.
No.
It's Aaron Judge.
He's not the best player in this town.
No.
And even last year, in the playoffs he was, clearly, but not in the regular season. Aaron Judge is a great, great player, and it leads me to something that now I want to do. Much like Tiki has said, turn your back on Soto and don't boo him. I'm going to say this every 20 minutes until game time tomorrow night. That's probably too obnoxious.
No, maybe not.
You tell me. Mendy, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow, so I can't wait to tell it to him to his face.
Okay.
In a respectful way, of course. Carlos, you can't face this guy. You cannot face Aaron Judge. You can't.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes. And luckily, the manager's coming on, so I can say it to the guy who makes the decision. And respectfully, in fact, this is exactly the inflection I'm going to use. Should I put my arm around him when I do it? Is that threatening or no?
It could be uncomfortable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about arm on leg?
Yeah, that's probably even more uncomfortable.
Yeah, now it's like I'm making a move on it.
Way worse.
All right, I'm just going to look at him and say...
Just pat him on the back.
Should I give him a, you know I love you, Mendy, before I get into it?
Maybe hand on shoulder.
Hand on shoulder.
Hey, Mendy. Don't pitch to Aaron Judge.
You can't face this guy.
Yeah, you can't face him.
You can't face this guy.
And then
take your chances with Ben Rice.
Take your chances with anybody. And that's not a knock on Bellinger. Well, it is. Ben Rice or anybody who's hitting behind him. It's that he's a walking god. And look, I'm confident Mendy will do it because if you remember last year's Subway Series, they handled him with the ultimate care. Because at that time, it was Soto and Judge and nobody else, as Severino made that comment, and he was right. Now, the Yankee lineup is a lot better. I'm the first to admit it. Like, this is a very deep Yankee lineup.
Of course.
So it's not disrespect. It's the guys hitting 412.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right. If you put something in the strike zone, it's going to be a home run.
Yes.
If it's slightly out of the strike zone, it's going to be a double or a hit or whatever it is. He's not missing right now. Now, Luis Castillo actually had him chasing some. He was confused by Castillo. Once he was out of the game, though, that's when Aaron Judge mashed, just like he always does. You get into a bullpen, you cannot, especially in the bullpen, you can't pitch to Aaron Judge. You just can't.
Can't pitch to him. Cannot pitch to him. And again, Carlos Mendoza will be on the program tomorrow, and I'm debating that's just the first thing I say. He sits down. I'm like, Mendy, how's it going? You can't face Judge. Just right out of the gate. In fact, you know what? That's been my strategy. It's going to be the first thing I say. I'm going to say it again in the middle of the interview, and I'm going to end with it.
All right.
So it'll be like a sandwich of Mendy understanding that you can't face this guy. And I'm going to know based on his answer.
Who is it, McGill?
Tyler McGill. I'm going to know based on how he answers it with his inflection and his eye contact if he's going to do it or not. Because Mendy's not going to just come out and say, yeah, we're going to all face him. So I will interpret Carlos Mendoza if he's going to do it or if he's just, you know, sugarcoating me right
smoke.
Now. Yes.
I mean, they did pitch to him last year.
I don't remember that they did. I thought
Jake
they
Dickman,
didn't.
They struck him out looking.
Yeah, in that situation they did.
In the biggest spot ever. I mean, they walked him
didn't
a bunch.
Didn't they face him a bunch? Like, in Citi Field, didn't they, like, pitch around him and Soto constantly?
I think he walked maybe four times in one of the games last year.
So they didn't go after him. The Dickman one was a little bit different because of the spot that they were in, though, was very, like, tying run was on base.
Yeah.
If you walked them, the tying run was in scoring position. So
they had to face him.
But it was a guy they DFA'd a week later, after him.
Right. They didn't have to face him, but they went after him. And I'm trying to remember, what did we say at the time? Did we want to face him? We were sitting at the game together.
I think we were like, throw the four fingers up in that spot.
You're right.
Regular
that
season judge.
You're right, they did it in that one case, but I'm telling you, at Citi Field, they walked him constantly.
No, they definitely did. Yep.
So... Yeah, now
which was the second version, right? It was the first one was at Yankee, and then the Citi Field was the second. Which is weird that they would get him out and then walk him. But I'm pretty sure the Citi Field was the second one. I forgot now. But see, we don't remember the Subway Series.
We
don't even remember the order.
I don't know.
I think it was Yankee Stadium.
Here's what I remember about the Subway Series last year. I remember Dickman against Judge, which is a good call on your part. And I remember Judge hitting a grand slam as Mikal Bridges was traded to the Knicks.
Oh yeah.
Those are my memories of the Subway Series. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up, 888-808-1019. And how much is it going to cost you to get into the building for either of those monster sporting events? And what's more worth it? We have received clarification in our daily segment. Hey, Sal Licata is the NL East over. Sal did declare that the Eastern Conference semifinals is over and that the New York Knicks are winning the series. So... I don't know if he's going to get blamed if the Knicks blow this series, but he is on record saying the series is over.
So he's on record with Tommy. Knicks in six.
Knicks in six. Now, Knicks in six could happen tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are trying to close out a team and advance in a series for the first time in a long, long time. We talked about this a lot during the Detroit series, how they've had these opportunities, plenty of them,
right,
and they have failed, whether it was Game 5 against Detroit, Game 7 against Indiana, Game 5 against Philadelphia. They had a Game 5 against Boston back in 2013, a game against the Raptors back in 2001. Like, they are on a streak of losing closeout games at Madison Square Garden. The prices to go tomorrow night, as of right now on the secondary market, which you know we're all over, which is why we guided people yesterday, go to Boston, it's not that bad.
Right.
While the prices remain high, they are not as high as they were for game 3 or 4, which is kind of crazy when you think about it.
I mean, is it because
it's a closeout game.
It is a closeout game, but the Subway Series is starting as well. It is a Friday, just a week before Memorial Day, so people are starting to get the heck out of Dodge. Kids' activities leading into this weekend. I mean, there's a lot of different things that could be the reason why those tickets are coming down. And maybe, I can't even say the Boston Celtic fan, because you would think now the ticket would go up because the Boston Celtic fan will make the trip like the Knick fan made the trip.
It's usually based on the home team. Like, think about it. The prices in Boston went down because the home team's fans weren't as interested in going. So even though, yeah, you've got a few hundred or even a thousand New Yorkers going, that usually doesn't drive the secondary price. But the Subway Series thing one is interesting. So just to make it clear, the get-in price is still crazy, okay? When we say
it's not $500 now. It's still $700 or plus.
As of right now, I got $684.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, it was 1,000 for game four. Or game three.
You're right. That's the comparison. Right. Like, it is still greatly expensive to go to game six, okay? It is just not as expensive as three and four were. And you mentioned the Met-Yankee situation. That usually doesn't impact another thing because there's so many New Yorkers. There's so many people that are, A, just not interested in basketball, but interested in baseball.
Yeah.
And the Yankee Met prices have not gone down.
Right.
So you would think they would be impacted by this. Their get-in price right now at Yankee Stadium is $135. Now, remember, it's double the size of Madison Square Garden, and $135 is a get-in price for a baseball game. It's very high.
Right.
You know, you're not exactly sitting in the greatest seat ever.
Right, especially for, you know, a late May game.
Right, which ultimately is what it is.
And you could, who knows what the weather's going to be like. Yeah, it should be all right.
Scattered thunderstorms.
Exactly.
I was looking at it, and it looks okay. It looks fine, but these are two monster events that are incredibly, incredibly expensive. But if you ask me, and I've had to make this decision before, Mets-Yankees versus my team in the playoffs, I've been faced with this decision two times specifically. Go to the game in Brooklyn or New Jersey, or go to Mets-Yankees. I have picked my basketball team both times.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's kind of an easy decision. My team's in the playoffs. That is a more important thing than a regular season game, no matter who's playing and who's returning.
I would agree with that.
Now, to each his own.
And especially given potential weather, it's just a controlled environment. It's indoor.
Yeah, how bad would you feel if there's a rainout right now?
Going there. Right, you chose the Subway Series over the Knicks game six, where they could potentially close out, and then you don't even go to the game.
Right,
and you gotta watch it at some bar or something.
Now, the one thing I will give the Yankees credit for, it may have been a Ranger playoff game last year, is that if there is a rain delay, they will pop that bad boy up on that big screen so everybody feels inclined to stay.
Interesting. I was looking at the weather this morning. It doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of rain delay. It looks like it may rain in the morning, but it should be cleared by the time the game starts at 7 o'clock. I have an impeccable track record when I talk about weather and baseball games, so you guys can certainly trust me. But it is a to-each-his-own kind of moment on where you want to go, whether it's at home watching both or going to one or going to the other. I just know when I had to make the decision, I picked my basketball team. And I would have done it this time, too, by the way, if I was ever lucky enough to be in that situation where my team was playing. It's just, it's not. And so since it's not my basketball team, it's easy for me to say I'm going to be a Mets Yankees.
Now, if you're a bar owner tomorrow, game sound Knicks, game sound Yankees Mets, or you say, I don't want to piss either fan base off, we're playing music.
So, look, you can go easy way out and play music. Mm. I believe that there are more people that are going to be interested in Mets-Yankees than Knicks-Celtics. And before anyone freaks out on me, the reason is...
I think early maybe in Yankees-Mets, but once it gets into the game, it's got to be the Knicks and the Celtics, right?
No, I disagree with you. And I think the reason is the amount of people in New York that just care about the Mets and the Yankees versus the amount of people that care about the Knicks. It's a great number that care about the Knicks. I'm not trying to minimize it, but it's a baseball town, and you're talking about both teams, not splitting the baby here. It's Mets and Yankees. So I think there are more people, and I think it's close. I'm not saying it's a blowout. I think more people, you know what? I'm putting a poll up.
What do you care more about?
Yeah, is that how you'd phrase it?
Because they're going to care about both. So
what will you be more locked into tomorrow?
Wow, yeah. I like that. What will you be more locked into tomorrow?
Better way to word it, John.
Mets versus Yankees. Knicks game six.
See, I'm DVRing one of the games and watching.
Nah. I'm making this easy. I'm making this very straightforward. One or the other. Mets versus Yankees or Knicks game six. And I think it's going to be Mets-Yankees just because the popularity of the sport in this town. And again, it's two fan bases.
And it's more people. Right. It's more fan base. Even though, in theory, a lot of those Yankee and Met fans could all be Knicks fans.
They can be, but you know what I've noticed about basketball? And I love basketball, so trust me, this is not something I say with any kind of joy. I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh, it's much better in my day. Basketball's not popular. Shut up and dribble. Blah, blah, blah. I don't say any of that. I love hoops. I love the game. And there is a part of me that enjoys Knicks playoff runs because I love talking about basketball. Mm-hmm. I will absolutely freely admit that. But I think that there are a lot of casuals, and with baseball, there are just diehards. Mm-hmm. And I think if the Mets are playing the Yankees and the Knicks are your fourth team in this town, you're going to say, yeah, I care about the game, but boy, it's Juan Soto. It's Mets-Yankees. It's a big deal, you know? So that's at least how I view it from afar.
We'll find out on Monday.
We'll find out, or we're going to find out with my poll. You don't think my poll will tell you a definitive answer?
We'll find out on Monday what people are talking about.
Well, but that doesn't give you the answer either. Because if they win on Friday, it's now a different story. By the time you get to Monday, it's previewing game one against Indiana.
And if they lose on Friday, then it's clearly going to be all Knicks.
Yeah, really what should happen is one of our guys, probably Sean, since he didn't make the trip last night, probably after the Met-Yankee game, should come back to the radio station, do a show, and he'll be able to tell us, yeah, a little post-show, a little Mets action, a little Yankee action, a little Knick action. And I think he would give us a really
Friday overnight. That'd be awesome, Sean.
You know what's funny? I believe we have a staff member that will be at Yankee Stadium that will do just that.
Oh, Pete Hoffman. That's true. Pete Hoffman's good. You should do it with him. Like a Met-Yankee dynamic.
No, that's, you know what, Evan? You're right. I should absolutely stay up all night, then go coach T-ball, then go to a kid's communion, then go out for my birthday later on. That's good. That sounds like a good Saturday.
Go out for your birthday. What are you, 20?
Yeah.
I am 6.
My kids want to throw my birthday party, damn it.
Your birthday was on Tuesday.
Exactly. So when do you celebrate a birthday? It's on a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
You did do that. We got a big mini golf night.
Disappointing, man. Every Monday and Friday, I would do my Maxim radio show. I'd run over here and do an overnight. I'd work 18 hours.
You were like 22 years old.
Doesn't matter. I'd still do it.
You had no kids.
And Sean, that I know of. And Sean's
like 1,000 dates.
You know what, though, Evan? You're only 2 years old. I mean, you come back to the station.
Evan, I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
No, I'm too busy. I'm doing a Rico Brugna that night when I drive home.
You know what? More schedule stuff. One giant step. You're right.
Let's go to Ron in Franklin Square. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
Love the show. Great stuff.
Appreciate it. What's up?
I wanted to, okay, I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you in terms of Juan Soto being more impactful. I feel like Lindor and Alonso would not be hitting the way they are if Soto wasn't right there sandwiched in between them. So to say he's not being impactful, I think is short-sighted. I think he's impactful in a lot of ways.
Well, Lindor did it last year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Gear, right? I mean, Lindor's hitting 400 as a leadoff hitter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think, you know,
I think you're right, Ron, but I think two things can be true at the same time. Like, I think you're right that Soto is making an impact in terms of making guys around him better. Like, Lindor's benefiting. Even though he had a great year last year, Teak, you're right. I think he's benefiting, and I think Pete is certainly benefiting. So, yes, I agree with you. He's making an impact on guys around him. With that said, he's hitting .255. He's only driven in 20 runs. His OPS, .845, is good for most people. But if you've watched him every day, he hasn't had a lot of impactful base hits. Mm. So I think both things are true. Like, yes, he's having an impact on the team in a very positive way, but he's not driving any impact runs. Those two things are true. And I think that the expectation on Soto is both.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to make everyone around you better. That's great. That's awesome. It's one of the benefits of him being on the team. But you also fully expect that he's going to drive in a lot of runs. Right now, his pace, the Mets have played 43 games.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pretty much times everything by four to give you a pace. He's on pace to only drive in 80 runs.
Yeah, that's subpar.
That's not good enough.
No, and what, hit 30 home runs or so?
Yeah, right around 30. So the power's actually not that off.
Not the issue. I mean, he did hit 40-plus last year, but that was an anomaly.
Yeah, I look at 30.
Relative to his career.
I look at his career and I say that's low 30s. That's right. The real track record. Last year he had 41, combination of Judge, Yankee Stadium, all that.
The thing is, though, his on-base is still almost 400. He's .380, so it's not like... It's weird because the statistics will tell you that he's not having a bad season, but the eye test tells you he's not having a Juan Soto season.
But wait a second. His on base is .380, which is great for mortals. Do you know what his career on base is?
No.
.420.
Yeah. Well,
So context matters.
Right.
Like,
is that the current leader?
Of active players?
Active players.
I'd have to look at Mike Trout's on base. And Aaron Judge is on base. You want me to give you that answer?
Trout doesn't count. He barely plays.
He doesn't count.
I can't believe he's hurt again.
Trout is down to .408, and that number's been going down for years because his performance hasn't been very good.
And he also is never available.
Yes.
He's hurt right now currently.
Correct. Yeah. Aaron Judge's career on base is .410. Mm. But this season it's .497.
Get out of here. What the hell?
.497.
That's absurd. Every other time it... up, he gets on base.
You know what's crazy, though, about Aaron Judge? Yes, every other time. Aaron Judge has walked 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto's walked 33 times.
I know.
Like, behind Soto is a guy who would get MVP votes if the season ended today. Behind Judge, most of this season has been Cody Bellinger.
Or Ben Rice, or whoever.
We've gone through the numbers. The numbers statistically on Aaron Judge protection this year has been bad.
It has been.
And so, yet... That's mind-boggling.
Which is why, when you talk to Mindy, you're going to remind him, don't pitch to Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. I'm going to remind him multiple times.
30 times.
Larry in Corum, New York. Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys. Good talking to you again. Regarding the question of at a bar, specifically at a bar, Evan, I think you're right that the Mets and Yankees, they have more fans. But I think at a bar, you're going to find more Knicks fans. Because I think we want to go out and enjoy the game and celebrate because it's, you know, if they win, obviously, first time in the conference finals for years. So my vote is at the bar, you're going to find more Knicks fans cheering on than the Yankees-Mets for that reason.
Fair enough. And also, 18,000 people, 19,000 will get into Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. 43, 44 will get inside of Yankee Stadium. So you have more people who couldn't get in. Let's go to Ryan in Westport. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. So I'm a big Mets fan, I'm a big Knicks fan, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend. But on Saturday, the game that I have tickets to is the Red Bull NYCFC game, and I was just wondering what your guys' score predictions of that was going to be.
Yeah, what you got, Teak?
I mean,
I didn't know they were playing. Isn't there a nickname for that rivalry?
It's called the...
River City Runway?
Hudson River Derby?
Yeah, that's not quite right. Gallo would know, and we were talking about it the other day, and I can't remember.
Oh, I got it. Hudson River Derby.
Yeah.
Bang, soccer guy.
Well, you didn't say that. You said Hudson River rivalry, not derby.
No, I said derby.
No. Evan said rivalry.
You said Hudson River. We'll go back and listen.
Sean said derby. He did. I give him credit. Sean said derby. What do I think the score is going to be?
1-0.
They're both kind of... They struggle at times, but I'm a Red Bull guy, so I'm going to say Red Bull's 4-1.
4-1?
Yes.
Isn't that like the equivalent of 18-2 in baseball?
Yes.
Wow. That's a homer pick right there. Jeez.
Emil Forsberg's going to have two goals.
I believe you. I'm going to go with 1-0 by NYCFC. NYFC wins 1-0. Can you save that audio, Sean? We'll check in on that on Monday.
I'm going 2-1 Red Bulls.
Okay.
Tommy, do you care to lay a wager?
Yeah, I'm going to say it ends in a tie. It'll be 0-0. That's what they say in soccer.
Do they have ties anymore?
Yeah, of course.
Don't they have shootouts?
No. Only in playoffs.
Ah, okay. And right, we'll see. Let's go to Ozzy and Woodrich. Hey, Oz.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, Oz?
What's up?
Hey, Evan, masterful job by you playing mooching Tommy like a fiddle. That was fantastic. Making him beg and apologize. That was spectacular radio. Well, radio. I love it.
You know, I have kids, so I know what it's like to have spoiled kids sometimes. You gotta remind them where the bread comes from, you know?
Yeah, you had two. Now you have three.
I know. You know, it's funny. This morning, I got home, and my youngest, Spence, was having a fit. He was having a fit. He was crying. He was freaking out. He was uncontrollable.
Just like Tommy last night.
That's what I was saying. I said to my wife, I was like, this reminds me of Tommy last night. It's kind of the same thing. I got three kids now, and they all mooch off me.
Mm-hmm. But if Spence ever uses that foul, inappropriate language, he gets a pow, pow. Just ask Sylvia. She'll know. It's Spanish vernacular.
Okay.
For a little spank on the backside.
All right.
But, Evan.
Yes.
I'm benevolent. I know Tommy, who's like a child. He likes to relate everything. Brunson is Frodo from the Lord of the Rings. The Nova guys are Avengers, this, that, and the other thing. Luke Cornett last night was like Luke Skywalker. Saving the day for the Celtics. Tommy, use that cartoon and fake comic book nonsense to explain your choke job. Everything's funny to you, Tommy. Comics for everybody. You couldn't come through for all these people that you got worshiping you as positive Tommy. You got fans calling in. And you failed them all.
Well, I predicted the Knicks would win in six, so I have not failed anybody. And Star Wars, as far as I know, is not a children's book or whatever you called it. And yes.
I said comics.
All right. I don't know.
Science fiction, just like your little comic book reference.
Got
potato,
it.
Potato.
Okay. I'm not sure, Ozzy, just to be fair, Star Wars was never really a
it was a book, and the Empire maybe struck back last night, but the Jedi will return.
By the way, I highly recommend Andor for those who have not watched
the
series. It is excellent. It is just done. It takes place directly before Rogue One, if you've ever seen Rogue One.
No.
All right, never mind.
I don't think I ever will, but thank you very much for the heads up. The funny thing about Luke Cornett is that Luke Cornett is one of those guys, up until the last few years, that you would say at a bar when someone said, hey, name random crappy Knicks.
He was only a Knick for 2 years, though.
No, I know, in an absurdly bad time to be a Knick fan.
And wasn't he not even, was he drafted?
Was he drafted? I think he was an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, like, if I was at a bar and I was with a Knick fan, I'd be like, clear Anthony Early.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, that's a good one. And you go back and forth. There's like random crappy Knicks, and Luke Cornett, to his credit, has turned himself in Boston into like a really serviceable player who had five blocks in the third quarter last night.
And seven total. He was undrafted. The only reason I know this is because I looked it up last night. I was like, who the hell is Luke Cornett?
Yeah, he's
undrafted, 2 years with the Knicks, and then he went to Chicago.
Yeah, bounced around the league. Right. And then when he ends up in Boston, they found a role for him. And, you know, he comes out, he plays 15 minutes a night, and he's a serviceable player who made a major impact on a game five. But he's also a guy, and this happens to all of us as sports fans, who was on your team briefly, who stuck it to you.
Yeah, 2019, though. 2018, 19, something like that.
That doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah, it was so long ago, it doesn't even matter.
No.
Steve Mills was still your general manager.
It's not about Steve Mills or decisions. It's like, ask Met fans. Ask the Met chat. This is another example. Text the Met chat. Ask them if it bothers them when a random Met who played 5 minutes on the team in 2012
comes back to haunt you.
Yes!
Like IKF the other day when he went yard.
Well, he wasn't a Met. He was a Yankee.
That's true.
Touche. Like, yes, that kind of idea. It bothers all of us. If a random Yankee comes back and sticks it to you, it will bother you. So, yeah, I think for a moment you're thinking last night, this stiff. This guy was on our team 7 years ago, was blocking seven shots in the third quarter. It's an annoying thing that happens in sports. Mm. And unfortunately, it happens a lot to some of the teams we root for. Let's go to James in Midland Park. How are you, James?
What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
What's up, man?
So, hey, now, from the perspective of the sports bar, tomorrow night, the best thing that happened for them was Minnesota beating Golden State because it moved the Knick game to 8 o'clock. So at 7 o'clock, you turn up the sound on the Yankee-Met game because the biggest thing about that game is the first inning.
You're right.
Soto getting up to bat, and then Soto taking the field. So you have the sound up on the Yankee-Met game until a quarter after 8. So you get a couple of innings of that, and then you get everybody at the bar. And then when the Knick game tips off, you flip the sound to ESPN for Breen.
You're right. The timing works out perfectly.
Right.
Especially with the pitch clock. No rain delay. The Met-Yankee game's over 9:30. That's basically starting the third quarter of Knicks-Celtics. So the 8 o'clock tip is very helpful. And public service announcement. From here on out, assuming the Knicks advance, or even if they don't, and they're playing a Game 7 against the Boston Celtics on Monday, it's 8 o'clock from here on out. Or 8:30 from here on out. But all of the games in the Eastern Conference Finals would be 8 o'clock tip-offs.
Right.
Which
is great.
I think is great.
So if you go, you have time to get to the game.
Yes. You're talking about me or just people in general?
Oh, Loogie.
No, he's done. He's done for the postseason.
Done?
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.